Well, Ryan, I suppose the burning question on everybody's lips are how are Donegal's walking wounded, in particular Patrick McBrearty. The rumour during the week was that he wasn't going to be fit to start. Obviously, Neil McGee and Paddy McGrath and Jason McGee are concerned as well. What's the latest? What are you hearing?
Well, Tom, I suppose we're all in the same position. It's all speculation at this stage. At one stage during the week, I was told that Patrick was definitely going to miss out. Then I was speaking to somebody yesterday that said that, you know, there was a good chance he would feature, but maybe not for the whole game. I suppose we're just going to have to wait and see, Tom, really, on that. Like, it would be a huge blow if he didn't make it. You know, he's a pivotal player to the team, not just for his ability, you know, with the ball and, you know, as a focal point of the attack, but also for the fact that he is a free taker and a very reliable free taker at that. And if he didn't make it, you know, does Oisin Gallen come into the team, or do you hold him back and maybe put somebody into the half forward line and push Kieran Thompson on? You know, there's a lot of different ways and scenarios you could look at it, but I suppose we're all hoping that he's going to be fit, and, you know, he's such a hugely important player, and one that Mayo are certainly going to be very worried about. So we're hoping he's going to make it. You know, the other chat, we're told that Paddy McGrath has been back training. You know, Declan Bonner, hopeful that he would make it. Same with Neil McGee. We don't know what the story with Jason McGee is, if he has overcome his injury, and Hugh McFadden as well. We're just hoping, Tom, but we won't know probably till about 5:59 tomorrow evening, I would say.
Yeah, and in terms of Mayo, they've named their team, haven't they? Some changes.
Yeah, they've named their team now. Whether we can start as the full team, I would have strong doubts, because James Horan usually makes a few changes. The big one, I suppose, and a lot of talk about it today on Twitter, is that David Clark is going to be out of the team, supposedly injured, and it's that Rob Henley will come into the team in place of him. I think that would be a bit of a blow to Donegal, because I'm sure, you know, Clark has been struggling. He's very good under the high ball, a brilliant shot stopper, but, you know, if he has a flaw in his game, it's getting his kickouts away, and I'm sure Donegal would have had a plan for that. But again, there's been a bit of talk that maybe Henley would have been in anyway, and I'm sure, you know, Stephen Rochford and the backroom team Donegal will have a good and reasonable idea of what he's going to bring to the table as well. And you know Henley's from Breffy. There's two Breffy men in the middle of the field, and Aidan O'Shea and Shamie O'Shea. So, you know, long kickouts, maybe that's something that Mayo will look at if Henley's in. You know, so it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. The other one is they've had injury concerns themselves with Keith Higgins, Matthew Ryan, Paddy Durkin, and Jeremy O'Connor. So we'll have to wait and see in that. I suppose people been named in the team, as far as I'm aware, but people are expecting Keith Higgins and Paddy Durkin to play, and Paddy Durkin possibly to pick up Ryan McHugh, which would be a very, very interesting matchup if it comes to play. The other one is Jeremy O'Connor. You know, he had a broken wrist. I'm told that 2 weeks ago when Donegal played Kerry, he was spotted in Croke Park with his cast still on. So has he recovered in time to feature? You know, we'll just have to wait and see on that one too, Tom.
Yeah. The general consensus is that Donegal are the form team, and going on form or going to the game as favourites and should win. But there's a caveat always added when you're concerned about Mayo and that great championship record, I suppose, they've built up during the year. I know they, in recent years, I know the record is of losing all Ireland's, but they've also, when backs are to the wall in the qualifiers or in big championship games other than all Ireland finals, they've even against Dublin, they've been able to pull off results.
Yeah, they're a massively resilient crop of players, Tom. Like, and, you know, they've been written off. The obituary has been written so many times at this stage. You know, it's almost as if it's pending and just go, and yet they still come back and they still manage to fight their way back into it. You know, and they are the team that have pushed Dublin. You know, over the last 4 years, they've been able to get into their faces and really push them to the wire. And okay, Dublin have seen through that, but nobody else has managed to get them as close. Now, the other side of that is, you know, the Mayo lost to, I think it was Roscommon earlier this year in the championship. And you've seen what Dublin did to Roscommon then 2 weeks ago when they, you know, just blew them away. And there is a sense that, you know, Mayo, that every game seems to be dramatic. And funny, I was watching the Mayo Galway game a couple of weeks ago, and Mayo were seven points up, and there was a couple of Mayo people watching with me, and they were on edge even when they were so comfortable in the game. And you know, they're always expecting the worst, but the way it seems to work, Mayo games just always seem to be dramatic. And I would say we'll have plenty more drama in Elvery Park tomorrow as well.
And I suppose the reality is we are in the realms of predicting, and we're also in the realms of working where, in a situation where we actually don't know the teams and we don't know the fitness level of the players. So it's a hard one to call, but if you had to call it.
If I had to call it, I just have a fancy for Donegal. I have huge respect for this Mayo team, but I think they're coming to the end of the road. Certainly they're elder statesmen, and I can't see them winning the All-Ireland this year. I think some team is going to beat them. And Donegal have that nice mix of youth and a little bit of experience there, but they also have a huge amount of athleticism. And they've also got a great goalkeeper. And I think maybe Sean Patton is something that's gone under the radar. But, you know, obviously Michael Murphy is having a phenomenal summer, and Ryan McHugh as well. But Sean Patton has become a vital, vital player to that team. And his kickouts, you know, when he's a lot of options too, even people forget about that. You know, you've Kieran Thompson there, you've Michael Langan, you've got the fellas in midfield, Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee if they make it, also Michael Murphy. So I think Donegal are going to get their hands on a lot of primary possession, and I think they're going to have the quality to see through. But, you know, you'd be a bit mad to write off Mayo as well, but I just think that Donegal are going to have the edge.